Hey, baby. You just missed dinner. Long day at work again? Poor thing. That's the third time this week. They really need to stop keeping you like this. And you always come home so disheveled, with your clothes all rumpled and your hair messed up. It must be so stressful. Come here, baby. Let me take your shoes. You've been such a good boy lately. I thought I'd do that thing you wanted. Yeah, that one, baby. And the cuffs are still hooked up. Come here. We can play. And just lay down on the bed for me. Give me your arm. Good. Now spread out, baby. I want you touching the fucking corners. There you go. Keep this arm still. Aw. You look so good. Now I just need to get those ankles. You're so fucking sexy like this. Just in my power, vulnerable. And I can do anything I want to you. Lucky for you, I'm in a good mood right now. Having just eaten a delicious dinner. And now with you to play with. So I'll be nice. But first, try to get out. I mean it. Really, really struggle. Come on. There you go. That's it. Fight those restraints. Oof. I guess you're really in there, huh? Good. Now let's free your poor cock. It looks so tired. It's all droopy. What have you been doing to tire it out, baby? Let's see what I can do to perk it up. You like that, don't you, baby? It feels good, doesn't it? You like my lips running over your balls? Just sucking on the base of your cock? I love your cock. It's my favorite cock. It's my only cock. Because I'm faithful. Just like my pussy is your only pussy, right, baby? What do you think of when I stick my tongue down your penis slit? And just swirl it around and up and over your head. Ooh, I can tell that feels good. What's that? Oh, you're feeling tingly. Perfect. Don't worry about it. You smell so good. When did you start wearing cologne? Was it when you started fucking that slut? Yeah, I know. And worse than knowing is knowing that you somehow think I'm so fucking stupid I wouldn't find out. You're not exactly a fucking rocket scientist with hiding it. I mean, you fucking asshole. I know. It's supposed to burn, baby. Like the STDs you risked giving me. Did you even wear a fucking condom? It's supposed to burn. See, that's just the juice from the jalapenos and ghost peppers that were in my dinner. I'm afraid a little bit was still on my saliva. Ooh, it burns, does it? I made sure to get it all over your cock and balls with my lips and my tongue. Can you feel the jalapeno fire burning down your piss hole? Now, back to our discussion on how you are a miserable, cheating prick, and I'm going to make you suffer for it. I'm not so much crazy as disappointed, but I still love you, so I'm going to keep you. After I instill a very real respect, because I don't think you respect me very much. Did you really think you wouldn't get caught? I'm not a fucking idiot. Ooh, your cock is getting so big and bright right now. It looks so angry. Ooh, it looks really painful too. Almost stop your crying. And no, you aren't sorry. Not yet. But you will be. No. No screaming. All that thrashing about isn't going to make it stop burning. If you won't stop being so loud, I'm going to have to gag you. Here. How about we shove my panties in your mouth? Mind you, the only pussy you should be licking. You sound so funny. And after I'm done teaching you to really, really respect me, I think you're going to need to wear a chastity device from now on. You just can't seem to be trusted to keep your filthy dick in your fucking pants. So I guess we are just going to have to lock it up. And only I'll have the key. Aww. Though, it might be a while before it can function again. You know, I mean, I took just the tiniest bit of this shit, and I touched it to just near my cunt. And oh, it burned so much, it actually burned for fucking days. And that was a tiny amount. I can't imagine how much it's gonna burn with how much is on your cock right now. I guess that's why you're thrashing so much, huh? Oof, that really hurts, doesn't it? You're just spasming, twitching. I guess I was just too nice before. So much pain. This is what happens when you're a bad boy. But I promise, after I'm done with you, you will be much better behaved. You won't ever have to go through this again, because... Trust me, you'll never want to risk this again. Before, I never really had a desire to hurt you. That's changed now. You look like you're going to be useless for a while, though. I guess I'll just have to leave you here with your burning cock. Oof. You should really stop crying, though, baby. If your nose snuffs up, you might suffocate with my panties shoved down your throat. Ooh, maybe later I can smear some ghost peppers on a dildo and shove it up your ass and make you really sorry. Bye, baby. Have fun.